And five of them were foolish and five wise. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear faithful and dear children, I wish you a very great and happy feast of our patroness of our parish and school, Saint Gertrude the Great. And Saint Gertrude the Great came from the German town named Eisleben. And when she was still only a child, she began to speak to the heart of our Lord, her chosen one. And she was called by our Lord himself, my chosen lily. As much as Saint Gertrude used her life to promote the people to love the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Catholic Church, another person who was also born in Eisleben, Martin Luther, did his utmost to draw people away from these two sources of salvation, Heart of Jesus and the Catholic Church. Saint Gertrude, on the other hand, was a perfect example for a follower of Christ, because she lived all for our Lord and not a moment for herself. She was not in the least tempted to vainglory, for she knew that light, namely the truths about salvation, was given to her for the sake of salvation of men. And the one object of her life was God and the salvation of souls. She thought of herself merely as a channel of divine grace, how people might learn how to go to heaven. And it was only at the express command of Christ himself, despite all the humble objections from her, that Saint Gertrude's beautiful revelations were carefully recorded in books, as our Lord said, that through them I will benefit innumerable souls. For 20 years our Lord appeared to Saint Gertrude at least once every day, once when she prayed to Mary to fill her heart with such virtues that God would take pleasure in living there. Our Lady came down from heaven and planted in her heart various flowers, the rose of charity, the lily of purity, the violet of humility, the sunflower of obedience, and many others, showing in this manner how promptly she assists those who invoke her. That was Saint Gertrude, dear faithful, the lily of purity, the sunflower of obedience. It was like our Lord told in the Gospel of Saint Matthew, thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to little ones. Also, this is what Catholicism means, the renunciation of one's own will to that of the will of God. How different it is from the spirit of the world, so sadly represented by another inhabitant of Eisleben, Martin Luther. The official German name of this town where these two were born is nowadays Lutherstadt Eisleben. It is very sad that after all his attacks condemning the honoring of saints as idolatry, this very town where our dear saint was born nowadays bears the name of the one who did his utmost to stop people of becoming saints and ask the saints' intercession, including that of our Blessed Mother. It is really fascinating to make little comparisons between these two completely different kind of persons, one a saint, another a rebel. 2 years ago, our church bulletin contained an excerpt of a poem by British poet and Jesuit priest Gerald Manley Hopkins. But Gertrude, Lily, and Luther are two of a town, Christ's lily and beast of the waste wood. This is obviously based on the Psalm 79, the boar of the wood hath destroyed it, and the singular wild beast hath eaten it. This psalm was written when the Israelites were in exile, lamenting the loss of their homeland and the loss of their temple of God. As a wild boar, Luther and his disciples truly were. In Eisleben, there used to be a big monastic church dedicated to St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist, but the Lutherans walled close its windows and used it as a storage for grain. And even though Luther lived most of his life in Wittenberg, it was seemingly by chance that he preached his last sermon and died in Eisleben in 1546, his text being the same one quoted above, "Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to little ones." He said in that sermon that the text clearly indicates that God loves those who are not wise and understanding, but rather are like young children. So, dear faithful, the city of Eisleben, like the rest of the world, nowadays remembers the doctor, an academic, and a false teacher. But our little church here is dedicated in remembering the forgotten virgin of that same city, St. Gertrude the Great. In those words of our Lord quoted above, our Lord gives thanks to his heavenly Father because he had revealed the secret of his coming to his disciples, who, according to false opinion of men, are called children and fools, the humble and obedient, and had kept it hidden from the scribes and Pharisees, whom our Lord in quite sarcastic manner calls wise and prudent. That's why our parish and that's why our school exists, to teach and tell people, even today, like St. Gertrude herself did, that the most important thing in this world is Catholic religion, not the honor and glory of the world. Because only through Christ and through his Catholic Church we can learn the spirit of humility, spirit of sacrifice, spirit of purity, and spirit of obedience, so greatly seen in St. Gertrude the Great. God has in innumerable number of saints showed us that through his grace all things are possible to us, who with our own strength and wisdom are nothing. It is truly a story of a beauty and the beast, the story of St. Gertrude and Luther, a story of warning and a grave lesson preached even in this day to people, how humility and obedience will lead to heaven, but disobedience and rebellion into darkness and despair. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.